It's a moonlit August night on Martha's Vineyard, and deep in the woodlands on the island's south shore, wildlife biologists Luann Johnson and Liz Baldwin are setting up a weighing station for northern long-eared bats.
Martha's Vineyard and Long Island are one of the few places where you can still find a northern long-eared bat.
Luann says that's because more than 90% of these small, insect-eating bats are simply gone, wiped out by a disease called white nose syndrome. Biologists first observed white nose syndrome in New York State in 2006 while visiting caves and mines during winter when bats are supposed to be hibernating.
All of a sudden, they were finding bats dead at the entrance, lots of bats. And then they went inside and they found bats on the ground, and then they found bats covered with this fungus on their faces. And it was a very shocking event for biologists who'd been, many of them who'd been visiting these hibernacula for years, you know, for many years of their career, to see this tragedy.
Close to 6 million North American bats are estimated to have been killed by white nose syndrome over the past 8 years. The fungus that causes it may have been brought to this continent from Europe. It's already been found in 23 states, and there's no known way to keep it from spreading. Jonathan Reichard is the National White Nose Syndrome Coordinator for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Reichard says that, so far, the disease does not seem to have affected bats on Martha's Vineyard.
What we learn in Martha's Vineyard is feeding into our better understanding of northern long-eared bats. There have been anecdotal reports of some areas that appear to be doing better for this species than others, and Martha's Vineyard is one of them.
That's where Luann and Liz come in with their local wildlife monitoring nonprofit called Biodiversity Works. This summer, they've been tracking bats under contract to the Fish and Wildlife Service. Reichard says the results of their work will help the federal government understand what's happening to northern long-eared bats and maybe how to help them.
What we'd like to learn first is, are they really doing better? And if they are, how can that be? What is it about their behavior or their biology that's allowing them to do better?
So Liz and Luann have spent many summer nights in the woods around Martha's Vineyard using almost invisible mist nets to catch bats as they fly among the trees.
They fly into the net. It's very soft, and they sort of tumble into a pocket and hang there in the net. And we check it every 15 minutes. And then when we find a bat, we gently take them out of the net, and then we can hold them in our hands, take photographs of them, check their wings for signs of white nose syndrome, which is the cause of their decline.
After the bats have been weighed and measured, they're released unharmed to continue eating insects. Liz and Luann are comparing their results to those from the island's first bat study done in the late 1990s, before white nose syndrome began killing off northern long ears on the mainland.
The fact that there are still northern long ears on Martha's Vineyard and on Long Island begs the question, if they're here and they don't seem to have any evidence of being infected, why is that?
The island bats could be hibernating locally, or they may be migrating to caves or mines that are still free of the fungus that causes white nose syndrome. In any case, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is expected to decide by early April whether or not to list the northern long-eared bat as an endangered species. If that happens, the bats and the places they hibernate will be protected under federal law, and there could be additional grant funding for research. For WCAI, I'm Louisa Hufstadter on Martha's Vineyard.